Greetings, and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavagetto, OP, Parochial Vicar, Associate Director of the Catholic Community. It is the 28th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
One way to pray the scriptures is to identify yourself with one of the characters. But unless you think yourself Jesus, you have little choice today. So I ask you, can you imagine the pain, the anguish a leper would have felt in the first century? The book of Leviticus was demanding. The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, "Unclean, unclean." He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp. If you were that leper, you would have been one of the untouchable homeless. Ripped cloths, unkept beard. You couldn't even wear the yarmulke that proclaims devotion to God. No caring heart would ever hand you food. No spouse, no child, no friend would embrace you. People would flee before you as you denounced yourself unclean, unclean, and the heart must have been broken. God, do you care? I can imagine you might tell yourself over and over again, "I must have sinned." The priest offered no comfort. "It's your fault, and if not, then blame your parents." Nice choice. But society has to protect itself from the contagious and dangerous. Isn't that right? Isn't that what we feel in our gut? There is, however, one small, tiny, little problem. The Hebrew scriptures don't describe modern leprosy. They don't mention numbness, disfigurement, hands and feet reduced to stubs. There is no evidence of Hansen's disease, our modern form of leprosy in ancient Israel. Well, the very, very first physical remains we have date from the first century, one body in Egypt. So this is the heartbreak of psoriasis or eczema. Well, if you're not protecting yourself against something dangerous, then from the impure and different. You know, differences scare lots of people. We've seen it over and over again. Some of you might have had relatives who were interned during World War II, or pushed to the back of the bus or the back doors of businesses. Or how many high school students, or for that matter, adults, are ostracized as geek or stupid, fat or fag? We love walls, just so long as we're on the inside. And so the gospel leaves us no choice but to imagine ourselves a leper. You know, at one time or another, we all feel alone and outside the wall. It's a rare person who hasn't felt shut out, wanting to belong. Worse, some see themselves as lepers, because of some past sin or event, some deed, that they won't even let God touch. And yet there's this inside longing, this craving for that compassionate touch, God's compassionate touch. God, where are you? But God can't force you to love yourself or love somebody else. So what's God to do? Now, our God is strange. Very, very strange. He decides himself to become the outcast. In Jesus, he becomes one of us in our brokenness. In Jerusalem, he will be cast out, taken outside the camp like a leper, and he will die. Hung on a cross, he joins the cursed. As St. Paul reminds us, Christ ransomed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree." Jesus became a leper for us. St. John tells us, in this is love, not that we've loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. We love because he first loved us. And for God's sake, don't think pain is the process. Jesus came into our exile to give us his life. It's while we come to this table again and again to drink and eat and hold life. So if we must imagine ourselves as one of the ten, let it be the Samaritan. Yet social psychologists tell us that thanking is not a natural instinct, but a learned art. Our mothers drilled it into us. Yet we rush by too many thank yous. You know, it's so easy. It's easy to take all God's good gifts for granted. And so only one came back. Yet Jesus had returned so much to them, their health, their place in the community, the touch of their spouse, the embrace of their child, their integrity, their self-worth, and proof of God's care. And yet only one came back. Jesus tore down every wall that surrounded them. Well, except for one that they re-erected. The ten had been made equal in being ostracized from both Israel and Samaria. They were a band of ten brothers united in misery. But when Jesus tore down the walls that what was then called leprosy erected, they re-erected the wall against the Samaritan. And the Samaritan was left alone again. Now, don't think the nine ungrateful. They probably talked about Jesus again and again. But only one returned and fell at Jesus' feet. And Jesus says something curious. He tells them, "Rise and go. Your faith has saved you." Is Jesus talking about the cure or something else? All were healed, but these words were only said to one alone. Did the thankful Samaritan experience something more? Now, the clue, I think there is a clue, is in the following unread verses that are Luke's real conclusion to the story. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he said in reply, "The kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Among you now. Only the Samaritan saw the meaning of his cure. Only the foreigner embraced Jesus in faith, that is real trust. Only this hated one saw the kingdom of God in action right there among them. His spiritual sight began with a simple act of gratitude, a very personal act of thanks. He came to Jesus and saw the more. Each one of us here is surrounded by the kingdom. Its evidence may be in the person right next to you or who you're holding on to. God is always active, but we don't notice. We're too distracted. We notice the urgent, but miss the really, really important. Father Leo Rock, great Jesuit, spiritual director, taught, "Heaven will happen the moment we see ourselves as God sees us." Heaven begins for us when we see ourselves with God's eyes, with God's love. But there is this caveat. Real spiritual sight only begins when we decide to see ourselves and others differently. Tear down the walls that judgment and anger, coldness, or envy erect. But God can't tear down all the walls if you keep rebuilding them. Jesus is direct. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Heaven begins to become alive for us when we see ourselves and others as God sees us with most incredible, radical love and forgiveness. You are so richly blessed, delight. You have so many opportunities to connect with others here at Stanford. To begin to tear down the walls of isolation that we bring or others erect. The kingdom of God begins to appear when people reach out like Jesus and simply become his touch.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, Associate Director Michael Rector, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.